want his involvement in this deal.
Why?
Because he's a stranger to me.
A home sale in these sisters' homeland.
Who did you travel with?
Miss Dickerson.
This lady?
That's correct.
Sparks an international incident.
What were you doing traveling with him in Europe for 5 weeks? Do you have family? Do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
Do you live with your husband?
Yes, I do.
All very odd.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Thomas Kirk Frosdick is suing his friend's sister, Galina Mullen, for expenses related to the sale of an apartment in the Ukraine.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 436 on the calendar in the matter of Frosdick versus Mullen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
This is an interesting case, Mr. Frosdick. Let me try to simplify it so that I understand it, because I'm a simple girl. The defendant and her mother owned an apartment in Kiev, correct?
Correct.
How long have you and your mother owned that apartment?
From 1964, I guess.
And you and the defendant's sister are friends?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm friends with the entire family.
But more friendly with her sister?
No, Your Honor.
I'm going to tell you why that's not true, Mr.
Okay.
Frosdick. Because your complaint alleges that the defendant's mother and her sister, you the sister?
Yes.
They both signed an agreement to pay you certain money if you would travel to Kiev and facilitate the sale of the apartment, correct?
That's correct.
Two people signed a written agreement. The mother, who owned half, and this lady, the sister, who didn't own anything. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The defendant signed nothing, correct?
Correct.
That would lead me to believe that you were more friendly with this sister than this sister. Because if you were just as friendly with this sister as you were with this sister, both of them would have signed the agreement. Do you understand where we're going, Mr. Frosdick?
I do.
Great. So you have the signed agreement from one owner to pay expenses, not from the defendant. And you and this sister traveled to Kiev when?
Twice, Your Honor, in July.
In July of 2010.
That's correct.
How long were you away each time?
In July, we were away for 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Uh-huh. In November, we were away for 2 weeks.
All right. Now, there's no question that you did not spend 5 weeks in Kiev.
You're correct.
Where else did you go?
Throughout all of Europe.
And throughout all of Europe, who did you travel with?
Miss Dickerson.
This lady.
That's correct.
Not with this lady.
That's correct.
You traveled with her.
That's correct.
And also in Kiev. And then you went back in November. For what reason, sir?
The first time we went, we could not sell the apartment. So the broker called, and we went back to sell the apartment, and we had 2 weeks to do it.
The two of you?
Yes.
Went back in November. And when you went back in November, did you stay solely in Kiev, or did you go elsewhere?
Stayed solely in Kiev.
And where did you stay in Kiev?
At an apartment that we rented.
A different apartment that the two of you rented?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, who facilitated the sale of the apartment?
Ms. Dickerson.
What did you do?
I was asked to go by her husband to keep her safe and to spend the money, and which I would be reimbursed for, to pay all the
and
fees.
And to spend money?
To pay the fees.
Keep her safe and mm-hmm. to spend money?
Yes.
So what do you want from her? She came, she was smart. She knew the apartment was going to be sold. She hadn't given anybody a power of attorney. Is that right? So she came, collected her money, and left.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I had power. Miss Dickerson had power of attorney for her.
For her?
Yes. And for her mother.
I'd like to see what that power of attorney said.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, would you show me, Mr. Frosdick, now the agreement that you have with Miss Dickerson and her mother with regard to payment for you?
And, Your Honor, I also have a verbal agreement from...
I'm not buying a verbal agreement, sir, not when you have a written one with two people?
Well, Your Honor, I took them to the Ukrainian consul in San Francisco. On the way, we discussed, when we had those signed, we discussed how this was going to work. If we sold the apartment, I would be reimbursed.
Listen,
she made the agreement.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Sir, very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
You have written agreements with two people, and there was nothing to preclude her from signing an agreement herself. She chose not to do that. She chose not to do that, right?
Well, she didn't make the time for it, yes.
She chose not to do it. This binds her mother, for whom she has a power of attorney, maybe. But this power of attorney is very specific. This power of attorney that she signed says that her sister can deal with everything related to the sale of her apartment, can sign any document, pay any fees, do anything that's necessary, including collecting money for the sale. It has nothing, nothing to do with paying for your living expenses and fees for 7 weeks in Europe. Nothing to do with that.
Your Honor.
Sir, now, stand up a second. Move over here. Did you get any money from the sale of the apartment?
No, I'm not.
You're not because?
Not because. My sister took half money.
Your sister took half the money because half the money was your sister's.
No, this money not belong to her.
Yes, it does, Ms. Dickerson. If the apartment was in her name and in your mother's name, half of it belonged to her.
No, I grew up in this apartment too, but I took my name from this apartment. She did not. And mother been living there 20 years, and she never helped her. Never.
Listen, this is a family issue. The legal issue is very clear. Real property is owned by the people who have it titled. She owned part of the property, and your mother owned part of the property. Now, your mother can say to you, listen, I intended for my two daughters to have the property, so Galina has half, and I'm going to give you my half. Your mother can say that.
And she did.
So she should have given you half the money, but she didn't.
No, she did. Because
she did, just a sec. So your mother did give you half the money, so each of you got half,
yes.
Right? Perfect. And your problem is you want her to pay his expenses, what he says are bribes to the government officials, and other expenses that he had in going to Europe. She chose not to do that. You can't encumber her half with that. Now, did you pay him any money?
Yes, I did.
How much money did you pay him?
$37.70.
So almost $4,000. Now, who paid for his airfare?
He did.
Alone, and he didn't ask to be reimbursed for that?
No.
And who paid for the hotel?
I did ask to be reimbursed for my airfare.
You did?
I did. Everything that I paid out was airfare, bribes, government fees.
And you got half?
I have half of what I spent, yes.
She didn't obligate herself to give you any money. She didn't obligate herself, and you understand legally she didn't obligate herself to give you any money?
I understand that twice she gave me a verbal agreement, and I understand that she signed a power of attorney. I understand that her sister talked to her, and the only reason I did this was because we were going to be reimbursed if the sale of the apartment went through. I spent approximately $9,500 to get them over there and get the sale done. She got $39,000. She got $36,000. I did what I said I would do. And I believe that I am entitled to that money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Would you tell me why you didn't sign that agreement?
I specifically talked to my sister about it. I didn't want his involvement in this deal.
Why?
And later today.
You know how dumb that sounds?
That does sound dumb. That's
absolutely dumb.
I agree.
Somebody who has three jobs and just bought their own home isn't dumb. They may have been taken by somebody who's a little bit of a con artist.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kirk Frozdick says he helped Galina Mullen sell a family apartment in the Ukraine. He claims Galina owes for the reimbursement of his expenses.
Your problem is you have a written contract,
yes,
with two people, but not with her.
But I have a power of attorney from the Ukrainian consul.
The power of attorney doesn't cover bribes. The power of attorney is the standard power of attorney for real estate. It doesn't cover bribes to local officials.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. It does cover spending money, though, does it not?
No, it doesn't cover bribes, sir. I give my lawyer a power of attorney to act on my behalf to sign certain documents because I'm not going to be in town when I sell a piece of property. But if my attorney said to me, you know what, I had to give $10,000 to the guy in Greenwich before he'd record the mortgage, I would say to him, that would be your problem. That's not what my power of attorney stands for. My power of attorney stands for legal things that you do in order to get property transferred. And there is nothing here that mentions you at all. Nothing in the power of attorney that mentions you at all. My problem actually with you, sir, is that you managed to get with two of the participants a written agreement to reimburse you for whatever expenses you had, but you didn't get any from her. Would you tell me why you didn't sign that agreement to reimburse him for expenses?
Because, again, we didn't have any conversation about it with him. And I specifically talked to my sister about it. I didn't want his involvement in this deal.
Why?
Because he's a stranger to me. I don't believe him, I don't trust him, and I just don't want any strangers in family business.
When did you know that he was going over with her?
In last summer, she said they are going to take a tour to Europe, and they will drop to Kiev to make arrangements, you know, while traveling in Europe.
What were you doing traveling with him in Europe for 5 weeks?
We went to Kiev. This is first.
Get Kiev.
Thanks.
What were you doing traveling in Europe with him for? Do you have family? Do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
Do you live with your husband?
Yes, I do.
Oh, very odd. Very strange.
Your Honor, may I speak?
Yeah.
First, we took the trip to Europe because I wanted to see Europe. I was already over there. She could go. Her husband had no problem with it. And we were going to go back to Kiev if the broker came through on the sale of the apartment in July. We went back again because the broker finally told us in November he had a buyer.
I'm talking about July, sir.
Yes.
I'm talking about spending 5 weeks in July. I don't understand a tour of 5 weeks in July with this lady. I just don't, it's all strange. In any event, sir, I think that you have to look to your friend, Miss Dickerson, because that is who you have a written contract with. And you have a written contract to reimburse you for expenses. I assume she was there when you greased whatever officials you had to grease, if in fact you had to grease anybody. This lady wasn't there, but she was smart enough to get there in order to get her hands on her half of the money. Right? Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
She would like to have my part of money because...
Well, I think the bankruptcy attorney put it best.
That's what she wanted.
So if you're going to do business with this woman, don't.
She wants money.
I just proved why.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Arzavala versus Greer. Step forward.
25-year-old Stephanie Arzavala is suing her former friend, Deidre Greer, for the cost of a plane ticket to attend a wedding in Barbados.
Miss Greer, how do you know the plaintiff?
I used to work with her.
Where and for how long?
Probably like 4 years at Cracker Barrel.
What did you do there?
I was a server there.
And the plaintiff, what was she?
She was a server also.
This lawsuit is about a plane ticket that the plaintiff purchased in your name. And the plane ticket was to go to where?
Barbados.
What was in Barbados?
Two of our friends was getting married down there.
Their names?
Marla and LJ.
Did they know each other from the restaurant?
We all know all of us from the restaurant.
How many people were going to attend the wedding?
Probably like 6 or 7 people.
Did they ask you to go to the wedding?
They asked me and Stephanie asked me.
No. Did Marla and LJ ask
yes.
you?
Yes, yes.
Is the question.
Yes.
Tell me about your invitation to the wedding. Did it come verbally or did it come in the mail?
Came verbally.
From whom?
From LJ and Marla.
At the same time?
No, Marla said it first. Marla asked me first.
And when she asked you, what did you tell her?
I told her I wasn't for sure if I could go or not.
And then LJ asked you?
And I told him the exact same thing.
And then what happened?
And then,
look at me.
Then after LJ and Marla both came to me and asked me, Stephanie had asked me, did I want to go? Because some more girls was going also.
And what did you tell Stephanie?
That I wasn't for sure if I could go or not because I couldn't pay for the trip and have spending money and do everything else at one time.
Is that what you told her?
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then Stephanie told me that she would pay for the trip for me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Don't give me baloney, Miss Greer.
She knew my name on my birthday. She worked for me
for 4 or 5
years.
Don't tell me what she knew. I'm smarter than you are.
You might be.
I know I am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Stephanie Arzavala says former friend Deidre Greer owes for the cost of a plane ticket to Barbados. Deidre claims she never agreed to pay Stephanie back.
Yeah, she would pay for it.
Yes.
For you to go.
Yes.
Who do you live with, Ms. Arzavala?
I live alone.
And you make your living and support yourself as a server in a restaurant?
Mm-hmm. That's one of three jobs.
What other jobs do you have?
I'm a receptionist at a chiropractor's office, and then I work as a barista at Schnucks.
And you work those three jobs for what reason?
I just bought a house this year, so to pay for my house. And then I have three cats, and two of them got really sick, so I have a lot of vet
bills. So you take care of your bills?
Yes.
And who do you work for?
I work for Buffalo Wild Wings right now.
Another restaurant?
Yes, ma'am.
As a server?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many people do you take care of?
I have myself, my two kids, and my dog.
How many jobs do you have?
Just one.
Does that take care of yourself, your two kids, and your dog?
Yes, ma'am.
Because she has three jobs. The reason I ask you that question is, why would somebody with three jobs agree to pay for your plane ticket out of pocket, almost $800?
You can ask her. She offered it to me.
No, that's not what she says.
Yes.
What she says is...
That's exactly
in
what
her
she compl- said.
I am speaking. What she says is that you said to her, if you lay out the money, I'll pay you back. That's why we're in court.
No, I told her I wasn't for sure if I could pay her back.
Oh, now that's a different story, Miss Greer. First, you said I wasn't for sure whether I could go. Now you're telling
her... I wasn't sure if I could go or pay her back.
Listen.
That's what I said.
When my mouth is going, yours doesn't.
Okay. Go ahead. It's on you.
Oh, I know. The reason I asked that question was, and it was sort of a rhetorical question, I just don't see someone who has three jobs to take care of their own expenses, so they're working lots of hours a day, is going to spend $800 on a stranger who works one job to take care of three people. I don't see it. I could see her saying, listen, I'll lend you the money. Go get another job. Go work another job. I work three, you work two. You don't want to go on this trip, you don't go on the trip. But then you got fired from the job?
Yes.
So you got fired from working at the place where you'd worked for a long time and stuck her with the ticket because now you don't see LJ.
That's not it. No, before I got fired from my job, LJ and Marla never, the wedding was canceled before I even got fired. They decided not to even go.
Oh, just a second. So the wedding got canceled?
Yes, the wedding got canceled.
But the ticket had already been purchased.
I never knew none about that.
Of course you did, because you have to put in your name, you have to put in your date of birth in order to get a ticket. Don't give me baloney, Miss Greer.
She knew my name and my birthday. She worked
with me for
4 or 5 years.
Don't tell me what she knew. Don't tell me what she knew. I'm smarter than you are.
You might be.
I know I am.
You might be.
Because certain things don't make sense to me.
Okay.
If somebody has unlimited funds, they may say to a very, very dear friend, listen, this is a big function and I really want you to go. I don't want you to miss it. So if you don't have the money, I'll lay out the money for you and you pay me back when you can. That I can understand. I never heard of anybody saying, I can pay you back maybe, but not for sure.
I thought I wasn't for sure.
Just a second. That's what you just said to me. You said to me, not for sure. I don't know if I can pay you back for sure.
I said I wasn't for sure if I could go, period, to the trip.
No, that's not what you just said. Do you want me to play back the tape?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what you said was, I said to her, not for sure. First you said it wasn't for sure that I could go. Then you said, I told her I wasn't for sure that I could pay her back. I said, that doesn't make sense. You're working three jobs and somebody says, you know, I can lend you the money. You say, well, I would like you to lend me the money for the ticket or you buy the ticket. Maybe I'll be able to pay you back. You know how dumb that sounds?
That does sound dumb if someone says
that's absolutely dumb.
I agree.
Somebody who has three jobs and just bought their own home isn't dumb. They may have been taken by somebody who's a little bit of a con artist. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Well, because the wedding was canceled, then you got fired, and I assume you got fired for a reason.
Yeah, I got fired for a reason.
I'm sure you got fired for a reason. How much was her ticket?
$779.
Is the ticket still in her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
She has a credit with the airline.
You can go wherever you want to go, do whatever you want to do, take your lovely sister with you. $779, judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
frustrating, especially when she denied owing the money.
Because at first, I didn't think I owed her the money.
Because she told me over and over she would pay me back.
I didn't think I owed her the money, but
she was just lying the whole time.
She got her money, so everything's fine.
Finally get my money back, and now we can...
We're not enemies. We're not mad at each other or anything like that.
Move past this, and it's over and done with.